All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all, welcome back.
Hi, buttercup titties. Hey, y'all, welcome back, cuties.
Yes. What's and if you're new here, welcome to the gang.
Hey, gang, gang, on the gang.
Yes.
That's how Cardi B says it, on the gang.
Cardi B says a lot of shit the way, that's weird. How's it going?
It's going good. How's your weekend?
My weekend has been cool.
Cool, work you know, filled?
Yeah, grinding all my life. I've been grinding
Cue
all my
the
life.
Grinding beat. Somebody bring a desk and a pencil.
Yeah.
How's it go? How the fuck?
It goes like this, stop, stop.
Okay. Hey, period. That's what we've been on all my life.
So next week, oh, so exciting. This week, actually.
Hustle pay the price.
This week is our live event. We're so excited. everybody who's coming. We can't wait to see you. We've been working really hard for this event. So, yeah, that's what we did this weekend. Preparing for that. Final touches, grabbing shit, securing shit, all of that shit.
Just so you know, when you pull up on it, this is a grassroots effort, honey. The girl's been grinding. It's a
two-man band.
Two-man band, okay?
Yeah.
With a little help here and there.
Yes.
Can't deny there's a little help here and there. Sprinkled throughout.
Yes.
But yeah, we can't wait to see y'all. It's going to be so much fun. Yeah. I can't believe it's just in a couple days.
Yes, just in a couple days. So that's what we did this weekend.
Yes. And now here we are again with you. It's such a pleasure.
Yes. So new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
Yes. So last week, pop culture tea.
Yeah. So that's what we do right now, right?
Yeah. Little dishing of a little bit of tea.
Yeah.
So there's been a little thing going on Instagram. I saw that. There's been this guy scamming people, attempting to scam people on dating apps. So, ladies, if you're subscribed to these dating apps and, you know, you're trying to find a bae, be mindful because there's niggas out here playing. So, this man, what's his name? What was his name?
I don't know. What's his name, girl?
Wilson Jackson.
That don't even sound like a scammer name.
He looks like a regular nigga on this mugshot. So, maybe this isn't his mugshot. It's just a picture of him. So it's easy to get fooled. But basically what he was doing was stealing from women. So they would link up, you know, go on their date or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe they would get a hotel room. Maybe they would be at some home. I don't know. But while they were asleep, he would go through their purse, take credit card numbers. Yes, take credit card numbers and then do fraudulent activity. Some of them he would even ask for a loan.
Okay, so now, he's not a nigga. He's a city girl. Okay, at this point, cue the actor.
He's a city boy.
Real ass nigga give a fuck about a bitch. If you a rich bitch, I'ma fuck you till you ain't one.
Stop.
He's a city boy.
You know what?
So he is. Scamming on a...
Let me tell you something. If this would have been the nigga I met, the moment he asked me for a loan, that would be the last conversation we had. I didn't come here to meet no nigga to give loans. I came here to meet a nigga to give me something.
Period.
And you asking me for a loan?
At that point, goodbye. Throw the date away.
Throw the date away. Throw the app away.
I'd be looking like that little black kid with the little snack like, you asking me for some money? Yeah. My ends don't meet.
So he's been placed behind bars now.
Good. Throw him under the jail.
Stealing our ladies' coins. So yes, ladies, be mindful, you know. I know some shit is inevitable. Try to practice some discernment when you're swiping to the left and to the right. Because these niggas is out here scamming and that's not cool.
Period. Wow. What a dirty little dog.
What a little nasty summer.
What a...
the fuck? Can you imagine?
It's like, already starting off sick.
Starting off nasty.
Ugh.
Speaking of nasty, our brother Meek Mill. He's our brother, right? We consider him our brother.
I think so.
He's our brother.
Yeah, he's our brother.
So... Memorial Day weekend, obviously, just passed. And, you know, people go down to Vegas for the lituation. So, Meek Mill was down in Vegas doing what niggas do, trying to have a good time, turn up, have fun, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he was recording
the hotel management or something.
Someone of Cosmopolitan Hotel, basically telling Meek Mill and his crew that they had to leave the premises because they were trespassing. Meek Mill didn't seem to understand why they were asking him to leave. Because according to him, he didn't do anything. And he was like, you know, they're racist up here at the Cosmopolitan. They don't want a lot of black people here.
And then off top, I seen everybody like, oh, we are not giving them our business. We are boycotting. We are protesting. I was like, okay, I see we off the Cosmo.
Yeah.
We off the Cosmopolitan.
So more information have surfaced. Don't know if this is true or not, saying that the reason why they wanted, the Cosmopolitan is claiming the reason why they wanted Meek Mill off of their premises is because him and his people got into a little scuffle with their security and it got a little hostile and he was acting belligerent. So we don't know. Show us the footage. Show us the footage so we can just see who's right or who's wrong and then we can move forward.
We can call a spade.
With all the facts.
Hey, so speaking of Memorial Day weekend, have you ever been to Vegas or someplace crazy for Memorial Day weekend?
I've never been to Vegas, but let me tell you where I've been, which probably might be even more crazier than Vegas. One year, I decided to take my little ass to Miami.
This is the story. I love it. I didn't even know. Putting two to two together.
I went to Miami for Memorial Day weekend. This was my first time ever going to Miami. And I was like, okay. I didn't know what Memorial Day weekend in Miami entailed. Mm-hmm. First time
what
in Miami.
What that looked like.
First time there for Memorial Day weekend. Bitch. It was wild. Like, it was wild. There were people.
Was it like a freaknik?
Yes. Oh, it was wow. Like the freaknik. Okay, first of all, there are so many people like flooding the streets. I don't know what it's called, but the equivalent of the strip in Vegas.
Okay.
Flooding that. You know, like how there's light poles? Mm-hmm. Girl, people were stripping.
No.
Yes.
No.
I swear on God. On God.
On God.
People, young women, young ladies. I'm going to just call them young ladies. I ain't going to get ignorant with them, but young ladies. We're down, coming down those poles. There she goes, sliding down that pole.
Shut the hell up.
I saw women out there.
I saw, what is that? I imagined.
Seriously, I thought, no, let me tell you one thing I saw that I was hoping I had imagined. Y'all gonna think I'm lying. This is how wild this shit was. There was a woman who was pregnant in a little bathing suit.
Now, what you gonna
do
is stop.
And you know, there's no discrimination against pregnant women.
No.
Wear whatever makes you feel comfortable. However, this was foul. She was pregnant in a little thonkini bikini top, and she was pushing a stroller. Germany. In the stroller was a baby with a lace front on.
No!
Germany, I swear to God, the baby had a little blonde. The baby had a little blonde lace front. When I tell you that
I literally am having a seizure right now because I'm shaking. Okay, look at my eyes.
Why? Germany, when I tell you I was floored, I was shook. I'm like, what the hell is this? What is this Memorial Day in Miami?
What the fuck?
If the shade room had been around then, I don't think the shade room existed. This was back in 2012.
That is trifling.
2013.
That's trifling.
Did the shade room exist in 2013?
I don't think so. I don't even think people were. Instagram was just getting started back then. Yo.
Germany. So that.
How old was the baby?
The baby could. Two or three, girl. Two or three. Germany. I was like, am I tripping? And you know, I had a little incident in Miami myself. So my friend decided to bring some edibles, some chocolate. It was like little mini chocolate squares. You know the little chocolate squares with mint in the middle like grandma used to have?
Andes.
The Andes?
They call Andes, yeah.
Something the size of the equivalent of that. So, you know, I was eating that like it was a Reese's Pieces.
Period.
And, you know, next thing I know.
Ain't nothing like having an Andes when you ain't had no mint all day. You be ready to take that little chocolate mint. Give me that chocolate mint.
So I had the little Andes equivalent edible. Mm-hmm. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm not asleep. We were back in our room. I'm asleep. So when I came to, when I woke up from that, I was like in sort of a little daze.
Daze, like a haze, yeah.
It was like a little haze. There was niggas in our room. We did not have any niggas. We didn't room.
Come with any niggas
We didn't come with
yet.
Any niggas. There was niggas in our room. So immediately, I'm on guard. Yeah. Like, you know, why are there men in our room?
On guard.
Yeah. I'm like, why are there men in our room? But, you know, they turned out to be some cool gentlemen. Mm-hmm. So we decided to walk down to the
strip equivalent
to get some wings. Girl. We standing in the line for the wings, and all of a sudden, something hit me.
Something came over you.
Something came over me.
Okay, cue the whoa.
Whoa. So I had to go out. I had to go out and sit on the curb because I needed a little bit of fresh air. Mm-hmm. And while I was sitting on the curb, I kind of had my hand in my head because, again, days haze. Mm-hmm. These men came up to me, and they was like, girl, you okay? And I'm like, oh, I'm good. And the guy was like, girl, I'm shoddy tripping. Shoddy off of Molly. I'm like, shoddy is not off of Molly.
Every time I hear this story, shoddy off of Molly. That is freaking
so that
hilarious.
Was my Memorial Day. That was my wildest Memorial Day. I think ever since then, my ass has been parked in L.A. Yeah. I haven't been.
You ain't moved it.
I haven't been anywhere.
Ass has been still.
Have you been anywhere for Memorial Day?
I haven't. I'm so boring. I haven't. I don't have nothing near funny
I don't
funny
have any desire
there.
To go to Vegas for sure. Never Miami again. But I would like to go somewhere like, you know,
tropical. Period. I'm not trying to
somewhere
just drive a couple states
over. Somewhere
where
I can get gold, no spray tan.
Yeah, I don't want to do the Vegas. No shade to Vegas, but that's just a lot.
If it's
I seen a meme that was like, it was like Rihanna, like holding her face, like trying to block herself from a paparazzi. All the outside shit was paparazzi. And it was like me in Vegas on Memorial Day weekend. And all of the paparazzi was like Crips, Bloods, niggas. They were like asking me for my number. And the person looked like they was sweating.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't got time to deal with that energy.
I ain't got time for you sick ass.
Period. Okay. Yeah. I don't got time, but to each his own. If you look,
it's a lot, and that's like the thing. It's not even really like Vegas nor Miami. It's just when it's overpopulated, saturated with the holiday flood, mm-hmm. and it's just it'd be too much for me.
Which I think that's for anything, not even just Memorial Day weekend, because Vegas for New Year's Eve gets crazy.
Oh, I've been for New Year's Eve. It was a little milder. Different energy, though.
Yeah, milder.
Yeah, it was a different energy.
That's because you get all the doo-doo daddies who come in for MDW. The MDW doo-doo
anywhere
daddies.
Where there's an influx of doo-doo daddies, count this mommy period. Out. I I'm cannot like, wait, do the doo-doo
daddy. I'd be like, the doo-doos are coming.
And then, you know, the thing
the
is,
DDD?
And the thing is, the with the holiday flood, this is what you got to be careful with these niggas, because they put all their resources
together
to do the stunt for the holiday.
Yeah.
And then you think you done came up on something.
On somebody and it's
then
borrowed.
Post-holiday, that's when they pull off their mask and it's doo-doo daddy.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what was under there the whole time.
Doo-doo.
Doo-doo. Pull it back like, hey, my name is doo-doo. Doo-doo. Call me doo-doo. That's exactly
and
what it turned into.
First, I thought she was a shit. Turned out she was
doo-doo. Doo-doo, right? You really are doo-doo, a doo-doo daddy. So, yeah. Okay, just asking.
So, yeah, that was my Memorial Day experience.
Wow.
Memorial weekend experience back in 2013.
Well, here we are.
LA is not the place to be for Memorial Day weekend. It's kind of dry.
I mean, if there was something cracking, it would be nice to go to like a little Q, a little BBQ.
That's the thing. I don't think it really be nothing cracking because everybody
that's
jet sets. Everyone jet sets.
Okay, well, what the fuck we doing?
We'll forget you.
Period.
We've been working for this event.
Next year, I don't know what we gonna be doing. I hope we doing something.
Yeah, same.
Anywho, what else is T?
The baby.
Speaking of a baby, this one ain't got a lace front on.
So the baby got into a scuffle at the Louis Vuitton store?
Yeah.
I don't know what city they were in.
Louis Vuitton.
He got into a scuffle with some man, Cam Coldheart.
Yeah.
Cam Coldheart seemed to be antagonizing him. Look at the baby. He doing whatever.
The baby a bitch. I don't know what the all that came from. I'm like, sir, what are you doing? Get your ass out.
And where do you get off thinking you can talk to somebody like
that? And then
that?
Why didn't Louis Vuitton security say, sir, you got to get it? All that, our people, as much as I love, there's a little piece of me that's like, get it together.
So next thing you know, the baby had his phone out.
After somebody done put the paws on Cold Cam Heart.
Somebody put the paws and knocked Cam Cold Heart out of his shorts. Once he was out of his shorts, somebody
said. I think they pulled the shorts down.
Okay, well, somebody said.
You know, trying to do the humiliation.
Somebody said they knocked him out of his shorts straight into a Calvin Klein
commercial. Yeah, they said they knocked him into a Calvin Klein commercial or some shit. It was funny. But, you know, people do the humiliation.
That's sick.
That's embarrassing.
That's
and then
so
Cam Cold Heart, Cam Cold Heart got on the stories, the grams, the Instagrams, and he's like, y'all, first he says, I ain't got no ill will towards the baby, towards the security, towards nobody. I wish you niggas success. Then he said, but fuck you, pussy ass nigga you hit. I'm like, okay, contradiction.
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
I don't know how that all started and how they ended up there, but it's just sick.
Well, the baby had on his story, this is when internet bullying goes wrong.
Okay, so he's saying that he was initially internet bullied.
I mean, I guess bullying on the internet, period. Like, you trying to bully me, you putting it on the Instagram, and then you get your ass beat.
You got your ass beat. I'm sure he didn't expect that to be the outcome.
No.
That's why you don't know who you messing with. Just be quiet. Have some respect.
That's how I be. I might look quick, cute, and quiet.
Yeah, and if I do say
something. But I slap you out your shorts.
Dead. People gonna get enough of playing with these celebrities. They think they can say whatever, do whatever, and then you act up and got snatched up.
Period.
So,
Ooh, child.
Be careful out here.
Be careful with me.
Yeah.
Do you know what you doing?
So, yeah, that was really,
your story took it to the next level. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Got my laughs. Got my thrills.
So, ladies, we're hoping that, this week, I don't know if it was a holiday weekend spirit or what. But you all really came through with the ratings and the reviews this week. We really appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
When you guys answer our calls to action,
we all come through. It's nothing like that because we're giving energy here. We're giving a lot.
We are.
So to get it back, we're like, see, this is worth doing.
Yes.
We don't have to put the mics down.
Right.
We don't have to stop doing this.
We can keep doing this. So.
Yes.
Yeah, we appreciate that. You guys, by rating and reviewing this podcast really helps our podcast grow.
The visibility.
It helps us gain more exposure. Mm-hmm. It helps solidify the messages that we spread here on this podcast. So yeah, please
keep doing that. We're doing here.
Please keep doing that mm-hmm. because we need it. We need it to go on. So
this is another call to action. Do your duty. Mailman, do your duty. Here comes the lady with the African booty.
Right. So let's read the reviews of the week because we had two.
We had a lot, but
since we had so many, we're going to read two this week. Mm-hmm. So the first one comes from Simone Chanel. She says, review cherry popped.
Pop.
This is so long overdue. I've been meaning to write this review forever. I stumbled upon this podcast last year and has been integral to my transformation over the past year. This podcast has helped me improve in so many areas of life, from my relationships with myself and others to my spiritual life, physical health, and career. In addition to providing great advice, information for self-growth, and hot topics, these ladies make me laugh and smile as they are authentically themselves. The hosts in their episodes highlight the complexity and multifaceted nature of Black womanhood and sisterhood. This podcast is truly one in a million.
Yay!
Cute How girl, sweet, Leah. Simone. So it's okay if it took a year. This was worth the wait.
Period.
Sorry for the wait.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. If you've been listening to this podcast since for 2016, yeah.
Get your goddamn review in.
Period.
Period. Submit it.
We ain't going to charge you. We waiving late fees this week.
Period.
We're going to waive the late fees
this week. We're accepting them all.
But submit it. So submit. Here's our next one. Hey, cuties.
Hey, cuties.
This comes from Written Rose. She says, I found this podcast a few months ago, and since then, I look forward to new episodes every week. It's definitely top five. I really, top five, and we ain't five.
Oh, top five, yes. Period.
I really appreciate each topic because I always resonate with them and are empowered by hearing what you guys have to say. Let's not forget to mention the humor. Y'all really be having me laughing while simultaneously taking mental notes. That balance is appreciated. I'm so excited to attend the anniversary show on the 1st, and I am so proud of you guys. Thank you for your energy. With love, Jordan Dixon, Britton Rose.
Hey, girl. Thanks for the review.
Thanks for the review, and we will see you on the 1st.
It's going to be a gangsta party.
Keep the same energy.
Gangsta party. Yeah. So, in addition to reviewing, rating, subscribing, we also want to encourage you girls. Here's another call to action.
Yeah.
To share the podcast.
Yeah.
Share it in your group chats. Share it on your Facebook, on your Instagram, on your Twitter. Wherever you get news and you like to share shit that you love, share us, please. Don't be hoarding us.
Don't
hoard us. And we want you to tag us so that we see you.
Yes.
And we can be like, hey, bitch.
Yes. Cute. Tag us.
Right?
Tag
That's
us.
Important. And follow us. You want to see who you girls are?
Yes. Follow us on Instagram, the Black Girl Bravado Pod.
Follow me, ho.
We'll be there waiting, allowing your request to be accepted. Also, we have our Facebook group, the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout. Say you want to have a little kiki, you can have it in that group.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to talk about the episodes, we can discuss it in that group. You want to talk about something you're doing, we can discuss it in the group. So make sure you join that group.
Yes.
All right.
Last week, episode 98, we chatted about choices, right?
We did.
A part of moving in power is knowing that you have choices, and the freedom to choose allows us to shape our lives how we wish. So in last week's episode, we chatted about what choice is, why choice is important, and we offered a few tips and suggestions on how to make better choices.
Period. We did.
And now we're here this week, and guess what this week is?
This week, we're talking about discipline.
In episode 99, because we only have one more episode
yes,
to go on to.
Yes, this is episode 90. That's so crazy. Episode 99. 99 problems, but 90, a podcast ain't one.
Period. No, I got 99 episodes of podcasts. I got 99 podcast episodes on the wall. I got 99 bottles of dick on the wall. Imagine if it was... Sorry.
What?
I got 99 bottles of whiskey on the wall.
Imagine that. If you had 99 dicks to choose from.
Ew.
It's like, okay.
Mm. Not taking that one.
I'll take.
They would have to be detached from the niggas. Not dealing with 99 different niggas.
No. But you just get to pick one that you want to deal with.
For the day or for life?
For life. I can't go day to day with these niggas.
Can't quarrel with their asses, okay?
Can't.
Boxing with my demons.
Can't. I just need one and we going to just take
That's
it.
What I would be looking at all those dicks like, I'm boxing with my dicks. Okay, so
this week, discipline. I don't know how we got there.
Yeah.
Oh, because we were talking about 99 episodes. So,
but a podcast.
This week, we're going to be talking about discipline. Why? Because discipline is key to having what the fuck you want.
Period.
without discipline, you probably can't have what you can't. Not probably. Without discipline, you just can't have what you want.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I'm here. I'm awoke.
You're
I'm
excused.
Awake. Stay awake.
You're excused. So a lot of the times now I'm stuttering.
Come on, Brian. Stutter.
A lot of the times, there's things in our lives that we might not be so happy about. We don't like that. Need some adjusting, mm-hmm. and we have to make some changes, right?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, I have to put some things into place so that I can change what I don't like.
Yeah.
Get what I do like, and that's when you have to enforce some discipline. Want some different shit in your life? You got to do some different shit.
Yeah, it's crazy how discipline really makes or breaks. You either gonna get ahead or you really gonna fall behind, mm-hmm. fall to the wayside. Because really, discipline is your conscious effort of yourself to fucking control yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I am going to be regulating the shit that I do.
Yeah, it's a talk with self.
Literally, like, you are your own manager. The same way your boss, the checks and balances at work, like, okay, there's a manager, there's HR. You have all these people who manage what you do outside of yourself. But when it comes to you, girl, you right. are your manager.
Yeah.
You get to reprimand yourself. If you know you falling off and you ain't doing what the fuck you supposed to do, then you got to be like, girl, you going to get a write-up.
Right. Think Period. About it as a child. When you were a child, you didn't do something you were supposed to do. You got disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
That was your parent or whoever putting some shit into place saying, okay, now, because since you don't want to do what you're supposed to do.
Now this has to happen. Yeah.
Now this is what you have to do. Mm-hmm. Now you got to get up at 7 a.m. to get your ass ready for school. Because you can't just get up on your own.
Yeah, they love to do that. You've been late. Okay, now I'm going to get you up. Nah. The teacher been calling me.
Right.
God, mom, get out of here.
So with discipline, you're able to control your feelings and overcome weaknesses.
Mm-hmm.
Right? This is you saying, okay, this is what I have to do to do what's right. Despite me not wanting to do it. Like, I do not want to do these things. But I know that this is what I have to do.
Yes. Even when you don't want to do it, it's even when you have temptation, you don't abandon the fact that you know what you need to do.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't go there. I can't go out tonight because I got to go to work in the morning.
Yeah.
Even though the nigga that I like is going to be there. Now, that's the temptation.
Dead.
I'm just fighting temptation. Damn, Brittany, I hate you. Right, actually, like, I love you.
Like, ooh, I don't, even though, like, I want to eat this ice cream,
mm-hmm.
even though I know it's going to break me the fuck out. It's like, girl, have some discipline. You can't eat that ice cream because you know you're going to have to pay for it in the end.
You don't really
Yeah, that's me being able to resist my short-term temptations, which
Period.
Is wanting the dairy, creamy ice cream so that I can meet my long-term goal, clear, glowing skin.
Yes. There was an experiment done with some kids. I don't know how long ago, but it's called like the marshmallow experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And essentially they took two groups of preschoolers
and
divided them up. They said, with one group of kids, they said, okay, you're going to sit in the classroom and you get one marshmallow if you call the teacher in. Like, they were doing some sort of activity.
Okay.
And the incentive was, if you wait on the teacher to come back in during the time allotted, mm-hmm. then you'll get two marshmallows.
Okay.
And the other group, they told them, whatever the activity is, if you call the teacher in before the allotted time is up, then you only get one marshmallow.
Right. So the test was for you to try not to call the teacher.
Yes.
So that you can get more marshmallows.
So you could get two marshmallows. So then the kids who had, they found out in the long run, like the kids who were more disciplined, like, yo, I'm holding out on calling the teacher because I know I'm going to get two marshmallows. Those kids were more disciplined than the ones who, as soon as the teacher hit the door, they were like, get back in here. Right. Just give me
one
marshmallow.
Just give me, I'm going to get a marshmallow mm-hmm. anyway.
And that is the experiment on discipline. The fact that some kids are able to hold out and completely realize, like, I can get one marshmallow.
Right.
But if I wait, I can get two. The prize is bigger for just waiting and enforcing discipline and my ability to want the teacher in here now to get one marshmallow.
That reminds me of just our society.
Mm-hmm.
We live in a society where discipline is undervalued because we want instant gratification.
Yes.
That's what we want because we see it all around us. Think about social media.
Mm-hmm.
We see the Build-A-Body. I know we use that example a lot, but it's our reality. That's instant gratification. You don't want to you don't necessarily have to discipline yourself to work out, change your eating habits, because now you can just go hit up a surgeon, give them the racks,
yeah,
and get the desired shape without
even the abs. You know, the abs is the latest phenomenon within the last like couple years. The ab sketching. Now you ain't even got to fucking do no crunches, girl.
You don't got to do no crunches.
You don't got to do no ab work.
You
don't
have to change your diet.
You don't have to go do no squats. You don't got to do anything. You just got to go pay somebody to get it done. And that's just like in one fad. Like, you know, when you think about Instagram, we talk about social media a lot and seeing a person's highlight reel, you know, in every area of their life, whether it be entrepreneurship or a relationship, job, anything that requires hard work, we only get to see the results of the hard work, you know, so then it is easy to say like, I'm doing my entrepreneurship and it's not picking up, it's not taking off. And you think that you don't have to put the same work in as somebody else because all you're seeing is the fruits of their labor.
Right.
When really being an entrepreneur, doing anything takes hard work.
Yeah.
Are you seeing people getting married and you're like, oh my God, look, they're getting married. But you don't know what goes on in the.
You don't know what it took for them to get to that level.
Yeah.
Sacrifice, the compromise.
Hustle, pay the price.
Right.
It's all of that. Okay. We don't see all of that. You don't see the grassroots groundwork, 10 toes down effort.
Right.
Same thing with this podcast.
Man.
Y'all only see on what it. We, what I'm about to. Testify. Y'all only see, you know, what we allow you to see.
Yeah.
Really, to be completely honest, where we're transparent and privy, or let you privy to. Yeah. But it's a lot of work. And a lot of times people might think like, oh, I could just get up and start a podcast and I could just da-da-da-da. That's not the vibe.
It's not that, because you know what? Whenever we do think we can just do, we quickly get slapped in the goddamn
period.
Face.
Reality comes with a cold hand.
Yes.
Pimp hand.
Yeah.
And it be strong.
There's no just doing.
Not that you can't aspire to do things, but it's never going to be like, I could just go out, do it, and get the instant results. It takes a lot of hard work. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of doing this shit when we don't want to do it.
Which is discipline.
Although we like,
that's
the,
what discipline
we love y'all.
Is. Discipline is doing the things you don't want to do, but you have to do.
You have
waking up early.
Mm-hmm.
There's some days when I'm like, you got to get up at 5 a.m. because there's things that you need to do before you go into the white man gig.
Yes.
Going to the gym.
This a biggie.
You
going to the gym, y'all.
The going to the gym is not easy for me. I don't like doing it. When people like, you know, going to the gym gives me so much energy. I never get the so much energy.
Mm-mm.
You know how that really, like the gym really inspires some people. They say the endorphins are released, all that. I rarely ever get that effect.
My endorphins don't release. Something wrong with my endorphins.
Something wrong with my fucking endorphins.
I'm like, where the fuck are my endorphins? Where y'all at? Kick in.
Girl, I'm kick like, in the dome. The endorphins that y'all talking about? Or even something like, okay, instead of just doing what's easy, pulling up a Netflix show and watching that, I'm like, okay, right now I need to spend my time to read a couple of articles for the podcast
episode. Yeah, prepping. Mm-hmm.
Or do something, you know, read a book for personal development. It's easy for me to wake up in the morning, grab my phone, and begin scrolling social media. I'm like, girl, you need to do your devotional.
Period. Okay? And then, you know, luckily, or actually,
it's just tough doing the thing you don't want to do.
It is tough, but you know, we have to realize that we're never going to be motivated to do something. You might be motivated, but you can't wait until you're motivated to do a thing.
Yeah,
that's when your discipline comes in. Because, like you mentioned, if you literally wait until you decide, okay, I feel motivated to go to the gym, you end up waiting. You know how many days could go by without because you waiting? It takes a lot to be like, I'm motivated to go right now.
That's how the days will keep going by and you never go.
That's how you look up and you ain't been in the gym for 3 months because you literally haven't felt like it.
Yeah.
Motivation comes from feelings and feeling like doing some shit.
Right.
Like, oh, okay, there's some, I feel like going today, so let me go.
Yeah.
Shit, I'd be having to be disciplined just to go to my job.
Period.
Not to call out every week.
Yeah, our pastor spoke about that on church, spoke about motivation.
Motivation.
Yes, this is the Nipsey episode.
Period.
He spoke about motivation on Sunday. He was basically saying, like, we now need to carve out time to spend with God in prayer, in reading your word, whatever your time looks like. And he was like, and if you're waiting for some motivation to do that, rarely ever happen. You just have to make the time.
You gotta be intentional.
Yes, you have to do nothing without intention.
Do nothing without intention.
Do nothing without intention.
Do nothing without intention.
And that's exactly what this discipline. Half the time, for shit you got to be disciplined to do, you're not going to want to do it, and there's going to be very little motivation. And even if you do have motivation, that shit comes in sparks. Fleeting moments.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm inspired today because, yeah, my nigga got me in a good mood.
Right.
Now I'm motivated.
Intention and discipline almost go hand in hand.
They do.
Hand in hand, okay?
Because you're using intention.
To get disciplined. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm,
so let's talk about that. setting intention with discipline. So basically, discipline is like a series of habits, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we think our lives will suddenly change, we think because it's going to be something big happening in the future. Like, okay, when I get money, everything is going to be okay. Then change is going to happen. Or when I, after I finish this, whatever it is.
When I get a promotion at work, when the podcast blows up, when I find a man,
when this whatever works in my favor, whatever it is, we think that that's when we're going to have the power or the discipline to do what we need to do. But really, what matters is daily actions. Mm-hmm. That's when change happens, by the daily actions that we decide to enforce day in and day out, every day. There's this quote, and I know y'all didn't heard this quote, but let's just put it at the forefront.
Come on, put it back into the universe.
We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence then is not an act, but a habit. That's how you become excellent.
That's how you see people who really work out and their bodies are like together, is because they don't sleep on themselves. They're going to the gym day in, not day in and day out, but they're committed to whatever their workout routine is.
It's a part of their routine, their habit.
It's a habit. You go when you don't feel like going, like, damn, I don't feel like going this morning, but I know I gotta go.
Yeah.
So then it becomes a part of your lifestyle. And then it just becomes a habit. Yeah.
Beyonce is the poster child for excellence. Everything that Beyonce does is excellence because that she makes it a habit.
Yes.
We saw a little peek into that with the documentary, but even before the documentary, Beyonce just screams excellence. The bitch is...
She is excellence. Beyonce excellence knows Carter. It's synonymous. We're getting rid of the Giselle.
So okay. There's this book called The Power of the Habit by Charles Duhigg, and he talked about keystone habits. Mm-hmm. So this is a little tool that we can implement.
Let's put it in our box.
So what a keystone habit is, a habit that unlocks the key to your great potential every day. So think of this as something that can be set in place, and from this comes a trickle-down effect. Because mm-hmm. of this keystone habit, it trickles down, and then other habits are formed, which ultimately lead to excellence because of discipline.
Yes.
So you don't have to, this is what he says. He says that you don't have to change a dozen of habits to get to your goals. You only have to change a few keystone habits that will have a ripple effect on your outcome. So here's an example. Say you start running every day. Every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to run 20 to 30 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Because of this habit, you start eating better.
Mm-hmm.
You start becoming more efficient at work because it's like, I got to get up, get this shit done so that I can do my 20 to 30 minutes of running every day.
Yeah. Another example would be spending less time on your social media, your platforms, because by doing this, you end up freeing up your time to accomplish other things, right? We mentioned Flipped, which is a great way to help disconnect from all of your third-party apps and give you time to do other shit. So essentially,
when I think about social media, that is tea. Whenever I limit my time on social media, a lot of shit gets accomplished. Now I'm filling out job applications.
Mm-hmm.
Now I've finished a book. Before, when I'm on social media, I didn't have time to read a book. Now I'm finishing books. Now I'm doing this. Now I'm doing that.
So it's really just like you just need.
Trickle down effect.
Yeah, you just need to implement one good habit to start creating a effect in other parts of your life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what my keystone habit is.
What's the keystone habit? Another one for me is getting enough sleep.
Okay, getting enough sleep.
When I get enough
sleep,
8 hours is my sweet spot. Mm-hmm. If I get 9 or more, then I'm really lit. But when I get enough sleep, I wake up, I'm more energized to do what I need to do.
Yeah.
I'm getting up out of the bed earlier. That means more things are able to get accomplished.
Yes.
I have a clear head.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think, maybe my keystone habit is making sure I follow my budget.
Oh, yes.
You know,
that's
like
a good
implementing.
Keystone habit.
Yeah. When I was like, oh, you know, I need to really manage my finances well, and I need to, you know, whatever it is, because I mentioned before on the podcast that I was like very impulsive with my spending. The girl was spending a lot. and I was like, yo, I need to implement this financial system, which is the envelopes.
Mm-hmm.
And in return, that will help me manage my money well, which it totally has. I totally see where my money goes, you know. Yeah.
And that gives you more money to do what you need to do.
Period.
In the future.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And just from budgeting your money better.
Just from budgeting my money better and being intentional.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want to say, I've been getting up a little earlier too. That's been helping me make more time in the day. Because at first I was like, yo, it's not enough time in the day for me to go work like a slave. For me to be a slave for 8 hours, literally, for me to turn into Hattie Mae, I got to turn into Hattie Mae and go clock in. I got to do that. Then I got to come out and work on the Black Girl gig.
Right.
And have a conference call with Britney and then talk to whoever I feel like talking to.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like watch Game of Thrones. Fuck.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's not enough time. So then I started getting up earlier and I'm like, okay, if I get up earlier, I can definitely... And I also had to start spending a little more time with my devotional. Yeah. I'm like, I can do that. I can meditate. I can prepare myself for the day and be intentional. Because if my goal, my intention is to have a calm life, a calm, balanced life, then my actions have to be in alignment with those intentions.
Right.
So the girl has to get up and make sure that I'm intentional with what I'm taking in the first part of the day to prepare my day for what's next.
Which is not
setting
easy.
A tone.
Which is not easy. And although it contributes to your overall well-being, it's still hard to get up.
Oh, it's hard. Because at five, I'm like, I'd be looking
be
like that.
You have to be disciplined to pull up that devotional. Because again, the easier thing to do is just be to lay in bed. I've started implementing this new thing.
Get up.
When I wake up, get up.
Yeah, I had
because
to do that
Because you know
too.
I'll do the kiki in bed. For the a good 30 to 45 minutes.
I did that too. The first couple of days, I was like, I had all my shit on the side of the bed. I just pulled my devotional, put it in the bed, and I'm like, I'm going back to sleep for 15 minutes. I'm like, no. Get up, get your ass to that table.
Yeah.
Set out your pens, your pencils, write down anything that comes to you. So definitely do that. It's a struggle.
And that's what discipline is. Discipline is sacrifice, right? Mm-hmm. We're sacrificing something. Although this is for our overall good, we're sacrificing sleep. We're sacrificing maybe a little bit of leisure time. Mm-hmm. Some activities that you want to do. Sometimes you can't do everything you want to do. Say you do want to watch Game of Thrones. Sometimes you got to sacrifice that to do something else.
Yeah, I've been having to do that all last week. I'm like, damn, I can't even catch up.
Yeah, so we have to develop self-control and master this discipline. Because it's a struggle.
It is. It takes emotional labor to do anything tied to your... Development is going to be struggle.
Work and struggle.
The work.
And that's what we have to understand. I think a lot of the times we think that, oh, because this is going to make me better, this is something for my good, it shouldn't be so hard or it shouldn't be riddled with struggle. It should come easy. Mm-hmm. But that's not the reality.
Yeah.
It's tough.
And that's that instant gratification society that we live in, you know, telling us like, no, it's not going to be hard work. No, it's not. Being an entrepreneur is easy. It's not.
Is there something that you can directly identify with that you really struggle with being disciplined with?
I mean the gym, but I'm trying to think if it's something deeper. Do you know anything off top?
The gym, for sure. Yeah, like the gym. And we've said it over and over on this podcast. This gonna be the summer body is together, but it's never the summer because of the lack of discipline.
Period. Lazy. Drawing on that. I mean, it is what it is. The gym is a big one.
The gym
and
is a
I want to be beat. I want to be snatched. I want my ass hanging out of some shorts. I want my legs looking thick and tight.
I too want all of those.
Period.
Things.
Like, why can't? And then I'm saying, why can't I have that
why
body?
Can't I? Right.
Why don't you want to go to the gym and work for it, bitch?
Right. You have to work for it. Yeah. Period. So that's for sure a struggle. But I've implemented some things to help me with the struggle, which we'll talk about soon.
Yeah.
In a minute here, of course. But yeah, forever, that's been my struggle. The body. Which also goes along with eating. I know that I got to really up my calories to see a shift.
Same.
And that takes discipline because I'm like, now I got to figure out 3 snacks coupled with the 3 meals. Then I got to do the protein shake in the morning, protein shake at night. It's just easier for me to do what I've been doing, which is none of that shit. Couple meals and a protein shake.
You know, we always talk about the difference between like a thin petite and somebody who ain't as thin petite. And I have the same issues because I'm trying to pack on 10 pounds so I can be a big body bands, baby.
Please don't crash.
I'm trying to show up with 10 extra pounds. And I'm like, what do I have to do? It's what does a bitch have to do to gain 10 pounds? I'm like, where are you? And you do. You have to be intentional with what you eat.
Yeah.
I got to make sure I'm in there doing hip abductor whips, exercises and getting squatting down low and.
Coupled with the food, the intake.
Coupled with getting to the gym. It's just a lot. It's a lot. Period. It's a lot. It's not easy. But again, if you want to be somebody, if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and get some discipline.
So here are some signs that you probably need to work on your discipline or your self-control. Okay. Mm-hmm. Before we get into the tips, maybe you think we ain't talking to you, and we probably are fucking talking to you. So here are some signs. If you have an overwhelming desire to do something pleasurable, which you know isn't good for you, especially in excess. Every time you know you like something not good for me, but it's the feeling's taking over me.
That's like overeating, overdrinking, overindulging. Overindulging. Whatever you want to apply that to. The badass nigga that's not good for you. Mm. Going out the every boy night. Doo-doo daddy. Period. Going out every night when you know you got other shit to do.
I tried that good boy
I
thing.
I can't leave him
boy.
Alone. Yeah, if it's that, you know, anything that you know, like, this ain't probably good for me. Staying up late at night to watch a show, binging a show. It could be anything. We don't got to make it, like, super deep. Overspending your money on shit that you don't need to be spending your money on.
Yeah.
You know, it's not limited to diet or relationship. It's anywhere. Yeah, anywhere in your life where you have the idea like, ooh, I really want to do that even though I know I shouldn't.
Shouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay, it's my turn.
Give us the next one.
If you're disgusted by doing something or the idea of something in which you know is good for you, i.e. the gym.
Yeah.
I.e. eating healthy.
Which is hard.
You know how people will be like, oh my God, I got to eat this healthy food. Like disgusted by that. You know, like you'll bring something like, oh, I have salad or, oh, I have quinoa.
I have an example of that.
Okay, go for it. Let it rip.
So I eat fairly healthy. Mm-hmm. I do. It's just the way I like to eat. And so my coworkers eat some wild shit. That's the way
That's
the way they eat. But you know how I can tell they're not disciplined and they project their lack of discipline onto me? So I'll come in with the shit that I want to eat.
Right.
You know.
No force.
And let's just say it's a salad. Oh, to my coworkers. Oh, Brittany's eating something healthy again.
That's how people do.
That's all she does. Oh, are you? That's why I'm like, look, bitch, check this out.
Yeah.
You obviously need to eat healthy because you sit up here all day and you talk about all these quick microwave diets that you participate in, that instant gratification, let's just say that.
Yeah.
And now you're talking about what's on my plate. Now, if you spent a little bit more energy worrying about your plate, and implementing the shit that you needed to implement and were a little bit more disciplined, what's on my plate wouldn't even matter.
Yeah.
It would not even matter.
Working out is a biggie for a lot of people. You know, they'd be like, oh, I got to work
That's
out.
That's me. This is how I know I lack discipline in that area, because I'm like, I got to go to the gym.
But you know, it's good for you.
And you know what? You start talking yourself out of it. Like, I'm tired today.
My cramps.
Or you know one thing that I used to do that I had to really snap myself out of?
What?
I'm going to just do an at home.
Yeah, the at home.
I'm going to just do a little at home.
The at home never hit the same. If you already got the gym TM, but... Yeah, it's just that idea, like, I'm really disgusted by having to work out. Like, I really have to. And even if you're not trying to get this ideal summer body, we're saying healthy, right?
Healthy.
That means increasing your heart rate, doing some cardio, not to lose weight, but to just make sure that all of your systems are functioning the way they're supposed to be. Healthy heart is what we're talking about. That you don't just fucking fall out.
Yeah.
Just doing nothing. So, if you don't want to move your fucking body for 30 minutes a day.
Your body, girl. Yeah.
Makes the fellas
go. You
probably
need to work on your
probably
discipline.
Lack discipline.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You gotta work out. Okay. Here's another sign that you may need to work on your discipline. If you're unhappy or unsatisfied with things in your life, right? It's just something you're not happy with, you're not satisfied with, and you're not doing anything, or you can't bring yourself to do anything to change it. It's just like, I'm unhappy with it, but shit, it is what it is.
And I'm so tired. Mm-mm.
We got
to
do something.
You
got to
tap
that.
In it. You're your manager.
Yes.
You're your own manager. Now, imagine if yourself stepped out and said, can I see the manager? You would be like, bitch, you looking at her. One time I did that at work. I was the manager.
Somebody was like, can I see the manager?
Yep.
I was
like,
I'm the manager.
This is she. Hello.
Oh, shit. It ain't nothing like that. It's
bitch.
Okay, now I just got to go.
Now you got to hit the motherfucking dough. I'm like, I am her. She is me. We are we. What's T?
She and me equals manager and the bitch you got an issue with.
I'm like, what's good? Hey, customer, what's good? That's what I said. Also, that you might have an inability to start or complete a task, right? Discipline, honey. You might start going to the gym. I'm just speaking for me. This is personal.
Yeah, dragging of self.
Me dragging
of
self.
You're also dragging me. I'm holding on.
I'm just dragging us too.
To your belt loop.
Period. I'm just dragging Brittany and I here. We might start going to the gym and start off solid. Mind you, I'm about to be in week 4. I know you just wrapped up week 4, but a bitch is about to be 4 weeks into the gym.
Yes, shout out to us.
Okay, so we might start, and then it'll be a slight trickle off. Okay, slight trickle off coupled with I'll be doing a home exercise.
You know what I did? Because I know that I'm prone to the trickle off.
Mm-hmm.
So like you said, I just completed week 4.
Hey.
And I've been working out in racks. I need new gym clothes, but I told myself.
The racks?
I told myself, I'm not getting new gym clothes until I hit 2 months.
Yes.
Because I know that I can do a trickle off. I'm like, no, you need to be disciplined, and to reward your discipline, you will get new gym clothes, couple with shoes.
Yes.
At week 8.
That's what you're telling yourself. So really, you've given yourself a promotion. You've given yourself the ability, like, hey, work hard and I'll promote you.
Yes.
And the promotion will come in the form of clothing.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a biggie, you know, or maybe you start an endeavor and then you never finish it.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I should start this business. Or I'm going to start waking up early and mm-hmm. then you fall off and start waking up. Or I'm going to be at work on time. This is a big one for me. I be late and I work 3 miles away from work and yeah, I got
to
do better.
You need to get up.
It's discipline.
Get up and out.
But the fact that I've been getting up, doing my devotional at 5:30, I've been giving myself time. And then a bitch be on time now.
Yeah.
I be working.
Yep, yep, yep. And you got to make sure you set yourself up for success. And that's what discipline is, because there's a whole bunch of steps leading up to getting to work on time. It's bigger than just, I got to get to work on time. It's the,
yeah.
I got to get up early. I got to have my shit prepped the night before.
I got to walk the dog.
I got to walk the dog. I got to make sure I do this, do that.
And I said, I don't want to be racing through life. I hate that. Always in the spirit of like fucking anxious and like late. I'm like, how do people get up and just mosey? Like, my mom is one of those people who gets up at 4:45 and she just goes through her day, mm-hmm. like her morning. And I'm like, how? What does that look like? What does that feel like? I need to get in tune with that feeling, not rushing and then operating in that space.
It's because she's disciplined. She knows, like, I can ease through my day because I wake up at this time and allow myself.
And she's a morning person and I'm not. Mm. So I need to make myself be a morning person. And that's another thing with discipline. It's something that can be learned.
Yeah.
That's something to remember. Although you might not be a morning person, you can learn to be a morning person.
Yeah.
Although you might not be a gym rat, you can learn to be a gym rat.
You can.
You know, these little things, there it's a big deal.
Yes. Consistency and desire equals drive and determination. You want, there's something you want.
Yes.
Couple that with a consistency, getting up and doing. Then that equals your drive and determination.
That'll be the reason you go.
Yep.
Just like, damn, I want a bad bitch body. That's what I be telling myself. Every time I be like, it's like that devil or that Kermit the Frog meme. I be looking like, I'm tired. And I'm, you know, I be saying I want to go in
my. I'm tired and then be like, but do you want to be a bad bitch?
Yeah. That's exactly what it is. Devil and an angel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think about that too as I'm working out.
Yes.
And bad bitch loading is what I say.
You're 20%. It's going to take me a minute. Also, your discipline is like a muscle, right? The more the more we use it, the more we strengthen it, it gets stronger and stronger and it's easy. It's easier now for me to go to the gym because a bitch is on week 4.
Mm-hmm.
She's 4 weeks in.
It's starting to become a habit.
I'm like, I found out, hey, you can't go in the morning no more. Mm-hmm. That just don't work for you. So take your shit to work at 4:20. I hope ain't nobody at my job listening to this. At 4:20, she goes in her office, and she undresses in her privacy, and then she gets out at 4:30 and goes straight to the gym. I'm like, I'm a straight after work gym bitch.
Yeah, you have to find what works.
I have to, because otherwise I'll get home, I'll play with the dog, I'll watch TV, I'll eat some crackers.
Right, once you're in the house, you can't get back out.
And then
out.
At that point, she's watching TV. So.
Period. So that's a good transition to talk about some ways that we can help with discipline, because that's a good way, finding a way that worked for you.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a tool. So strong commitment.
Mm-hmm.
You got to care about the reason you're doing it. And if you don't know why you care, find a way.
Period.
Find a reason why this is important for you so that you can be committed. Got to find a reason. So bad bitch body, need money.
Yes. Whatever it is. And also delaying that gratification, right?
Yeah.
What you find in the moment, the short-term pleasure, but being like, that ain't, I'm off that. We off the instant gratification.
Because usually the delayed gratification, the benefits of the delayed gratification are much greater and more sustainable, more long-term mm-hmm. than what you receive with the instant gratification.
Yes.
So just go for the delayed. It's going to take some time to get there. But once you're there, baby, you stay there.
Baby. Also, accountability partners are great with your discipline.
Yeah.
If you know that there's some area that you're weak in or that you might be struggling with and you're like, girl, I need to make sure I do my devotional at 5:30 in the morning. Hey, you do your devotional at 5 in the morning too. Let's talk about it at 7.
Yeah.
That means I have to read it. I'm going to share with you, or you share with your devotional. You share yours with me and I'll share mine with you.
Yes.
You know, get somebody who can stand in agreement with the goals and the ideas and the intentions that you set for your life. Yes. Someone who's in alignment with those things.
What Germany mentioned, she knows that she's an after work gym goer. In mm-hmm. order for her to make it there, you got to go after work. You got to find a way to fit this activity in your schedule in a way that's sustainable, in a way that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been able to go to the gym more frequently and build up this habit because there's a gym facility at my job now. And so I go at lunch. That makes it sustainable for me. Yeah. Before, I've tried to get up early and go.
Flail.
The flail. After work. Both of those are a challenge. But when I'm plugging it in at my lunch hour, it gets easier and makes it more likely for me to be able to maintain
it. Makes it more realistic and a viable option for you. Yeah. You know, it's nothing like trying to do something and it's not viable. Then you feel like, yeah, I can't keep this up.
Right.
You're literally like a hamster wheel.
Yeah.
Another way that goes back to delaying that instant gratification is to employ a cool system, a cool cognitive system over a hot cognitive system. So cool is associated with patience, you know, calmness, ease, where hot is impulsive, mm-hmm. erratic, anxious, that vibe. So when you're thinking about something, think about the mental space that you're in about, you know, about an activity or a task. Like, hey, what's my cognitive state right now? Am I anxious? Am I worried? Am I moving through this shit too fast? Am I trying to get it all done? Or are you like, hey, I'm calm, I'm cool, I have time to get this done. I don't have to wait on the now. The now is hot, mm-hmm. right? I can get that later and it's okay. So think about that, a cognitive dissonance vibe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also, don't let momentary fatigue or weakness ruin your momentum, right? Okay, mm-hmm. so you got into a fight, an argument.
Okay.
And now you knocked off your square. You're not doing the things that you would normally do.
Yes.
Don't let that, or maybe you're tired, you're dragged, something happened. Don't let that slight moment knock you off and make you stop being disciplined altogether, right?
That's a good one. Because that will, life happens.
Life does happen.
Life happens. And sometimes it'll be like, I can't, I'm dragged. When my period comes, I'm like, ooh, you bitch.
But you know what I've noticed has happened?
Mm.
That little, I can't, I'm dragged. We'll have turn a trickle down something. Effect mm-hmm. and you'll just won't ever. It's like, I was dragged and now I just don't do it no more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When the moment that you were dragged and gone, but you're yes. still not completing the activities that you were set out to do.
That's a good one. So stay mindful. Stay mindful. That was supposed to be like stay woke. So also we're going to be implementing intentions.
Yes.
Do nothing without intention.
Nothing.
Do nothing. So this looks like if then statements. So an example of this would be somebody who's watching their alcohol consumption, right?
Mm-hmm.
And someone asked them to go out. They agree to go out, but they've already employed in their mind, if someone offers me a drink or alcohol, then I will request club soda. Which means you already set it in your mind. You already set the idea of what you're going to do in your mind. So you don't have to draw on any in the moment discipline or like, you don't got to battle.
Yeah.
You've already said it. You're already following it. So it's already set. You don't even have to think about it. It's second nature.
Another example of the if then, a good example of the if then intention or statement is, like I said, if I work out for 2 months consistently, then I will reward myself with new workout clothes.
Yes, that's definitely it. Yeah.
This tip is simple, straight to the point. Create a routine to stick with it. You got to really schedule out your life sometimes. Mm-hmm. Don't leave shit up for chance or maybe. Schedule it out. I'm doing my devotional from 5:30 to 6 every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to the gym from 12 to 1 every day. Whatever it is, set a routine and stick to it. Even if it's like calling up people.
Yes.
Say you want to get more disciplined with reaching out to your loved ones. That requires intention, schedule, and discipline sometimes because shit can fall by the wayside.
It does.
Schedule it. Every Tuesday, every third Tuesday.
I'm calling up the homegirls or I'm checking to see how they're doing. We're going to do a FaceTime group.
Yeah.
This is a biggie because, again, we're managing ourselves and we're the managers. We are the master of our lives.
We are.
Right? So we need to avoid blaming external factors for the shit that goes on with us. You know,
yeah.
I did that. Like I said about my period,
yeah.
It dragged me. But what I should have did the next day, I did. I just took a mite all and went. I'm like, no, bitch, because you're going to be on your period.
Every month.
Period, okay? Yeah. There's nothing you can do.
You're going to be on your period, period.
Period. So tap in and get your ass to the gym. So, you know, let's stop blaming people like, I can't make it to work because they did this, this, this. There was traffic. No, you couldn't make it to work on time because you didn't leave on time.
Ooh.
You know what I mean? That's really what it comes down to. I can't get ahead because nobody in my family set me up for da-da-da. I'm dealing with all these emotional traumas. No. Then you need to do the work. You need to go to therapy to get ahead. It don't come down to the stuff that's outside of your control. Self-mastery and discipline and self-control and willpower are all things of the self.
Yes.
Internal.
All and things having to do with you regardless
of what's going on in the world. So we're not blaming anybody else. We're not blaming anything else for what we can control in our lives.
That goes into our last tip, your mindset. Mm-hmm. Mindset is everything. We have to build the mindset that no matter what, we're going to accomplish the things that we said we would.
Yes.
So I'm on my period. No matter what, I'm going to the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not feeling too good. I'm feeling a little dragged. I'm feeling down.
You're still going.
I'm still going no matter what. We have to create the pressure for ourselves. Put your foot on your own neck. Yes. Otherwise, nothing's going to get done. You're waiting for somebody else to push you. You're waiting for some motivation to fall out of the sky. You're waiting for a quote to hit on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Putting your foot on your own neck, that's really the only thing that's going to keep you going no matter what. I've been putting my little foot on my neck like, bitch, get it together.
Yeah, so far I'm about two toes down on my neck.
Two toes, okay.
Actually, I'm all toes down, but the heel of the foot ain't connected on the neck yet. But I'm right there. Yeah. I'm like, oh, get your ass every time I try to get up my feet.
You gotta.
Yeah. And, you know, it's something we have to keep in mind also that even when you feel tired, when you feel like cheat days, for example, when you're on a diet, everything is about balance and doing things in moderation. But you should never be forced or put into a situation where a sitchin is a situation in a kitchen.
Yeah.
A situation where you feel like you can't say no or you can't impose your own willpower and desire. It's never completely tapped out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like I'm out of willpower because it's Saturday, so I got to eat the nachos.
Yeah.
It's really a matter about tapping into your reserve because we all have that in us, that little bit of something that we can pull and draw on, like get your ass to the gym.
Right.
You know, that's in all of us. We have that little bit of that little Rocky Balboa, a little fighter in this.
Not the Rocky Balboa.
You know, something just pull you up from the bottom of your ass.
Yes.
Something that can give you a little kick.
Yes. So to wrap this up, puppy up.
Like a dick with a condom.
Oh, my God.
I always got to take it someplace else. But that is what it is like. It's like a wrap up.
It's like protecting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what discipline is about. So yourself.
Yes.
Discipline is about self-control. And when you have self-control, you acquire all of these skills that will help you, thrive versus survive.
Yes, that's what we're doing.
Theme
for the year is thriving, not surviving, for life.
One thing you'll have is self-assertion, right? Mm-hmm. You know your value. You're comfortable saying what you think. You allow other people to say what they speak and say how they feel. But you know what? You know that I can assert myself. I have discipline. I'm confident. I'm disciplined and I'm confident.
Okay.
That's all this shit happens because of discipline.
Yeah.
This is something that happens because of discipline. So you think you're just being disciplined and just getting up and going to the gym, but really you're doing a whole lot more than that.
Yes. You're also developing the skill of self-preservation, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you can focus on what you need versus what you want, and you have a nice, healthy attitude towards things.
Yes.
So when you're thinking about what you need versus what you want, it doesn't say that you can only have what you need and not have what you want. It's about a healthy balance of both.
Yeah.
So you're a person who can identify, is that a good choice for me? Is that a good purchase for me? Is eating this a good idea? Although I need, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about balance and figuring out what works best for you. Because what works for me ain't going to work for you. And what works for you probably won't work for me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But knowing what works and what doesn't work and having the balance allows you to preserve yourself.
Period.
So you can be here a little longer.
Here a little longer, thriving a little while longer.
Period. The last skill, which there's plenty more.
Plenty.
But self-fulfillment. Right. You understand the importance of persevering through difficulties. Right. So you know that things are going to be hard. Mm-hmm. You know that things won't always be easy. There will be challenges, but you know that you can persevere.
Yeah. It's like being resilient. It's linked to your resiliency. Resilient.
I come through the fire, but what's that?
I don't know. What was that?
You can go through the fire, but still come out whole.
Something like that. You rise up like a phoenix in the ashes.
Something like that.
Insert some heavy, deep Maya Angelou quote right there. Okay. It's also like playing an instrument. You know, when you, or any starting new task, This podcast is kind of hard when we first started, you know, figuring out what works, what doesn't work. Somebody who might be playing an instrument or starting a creative venture, that initially is hard, but you keep going through the hard times.
They knock me down 9 times, but I stand up 10.
Period. Okay. You got 10 toes down.
Yeah.
Hustle paid the price.
Period.
Hustle and motivate.
And that all
dedication.
This podcast takes hell of discipline.
Yes.
Hella. So if you want to be successful, because that's what we're, a lot of us are trying to be, successful.
I just want to be
successful. You have to be disciplined. There's no success without discipline. I don't know no successful person who hasn't implemented discipline.
I don't know no other Beyoncés.
None.
I don't know no other Beyoncés.
Yeah, so you have to be successful. If you're wondering why you're not successful, it's probably because you lack discipline. But that's okay, because you can learn to be disciplined.
Period.
All you got to do is flip it upside down, and turn it around.
Upside down, you turn to me, in whatever the words.
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, we hope you all can
implement some discipline in your life. So now it's time to pick up your pen. We're dropping a gem.
Yes.
This is the part of the show where we share any new product, business, anything that we're gaining value from.
That
we like to share.
Yeah. Gain value as well.
Yeah. We just like to share it with you all. So today we have the Pattern app.
The Pattern app. Yes.
It's really called the Pattern.
It's called the Pattern. And it is an app.
It's an app. So this app, it takes your date of birth. Well, basically what it is it uses astrology.
Yes.
The day, the time, the location of where you were born, and creates a profile for you that helps you navigate life.
Yeah, it basically helps with self-awareness, because a lot of the things that it's telling you about yourself, you already know.
Or maybe you don't.
Or maybe you don't know, but it can help you. Dr. Germany said, navigate through life. Okay, in relationships, this is what I'm more prone to needing or wanting.
Yes.
And so this is how I can identify or get rid of niggas that aren't that.
Yeah, and another good thing that it does, it gives you feedback and insight based on the cycle of what might be happening with the planets and what's going on with you right now. So you might be in a completely, like your love cycle might be,
190 days,
yeah, like from February to June, but there might be a peak time where you really have to be mindful of what's happening in your life and your love during that period of time.
Yes.
It's kind of complicated to describe. You kind of got to get in
you
it.
You kind of get in that. Let's see what peak I'm in right now.
Oh yeah, what cycle are you
what
in
cycle
actually?
I'm in. I'm in the sensitive and altruistic.
Yeah. Okay.
And then also the romantic, and that's going to last for 147 days. And then my romantic and impractical love, I'm currently in that season, which makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to go on for 505 days. Lord, come on, let's just mellow that out.
No, I love it.
The romantic and impractical love. What about you?
Right now it looks like I'm in a...
Or maybe it's my timing. Actually, I was reading the wrong thing. Sorry. I'm in the attraction and personal growth, which, yes.
Makes
sense. I
have
16 months left for that. And then reality check. Again, yes.
Are you looking in your timing?
Yes.
Okay.
I have 4 months left of the reality check.
Okay. So right now I'm in a lot of cycles.
Ooh, my upcoming cycles are deep.
I'm in a lot of cycles.
Okay. What are
softening and opening up is my cycle from April 2nd to December. That's damn near all year, baby. 6 months.
Yeah.
We just hit that. Softening and open up. Fears and surrendering.
Mm.
That's about a 6 month cycle. I'm in that right now. Letting go of the past, bitch, was in January. Between January and July. And I got 52 more days in that cycle. And then seeing my destiny was from February to August. I have about 83. Bitch. Beginnings and endings was a cycle in February.
Germany.
From February to December, just so you know. And then powerful healing. Powerful healing. Okay, I have nine months left.
You've been going through some things.
She has. And blocks and boundaries. I'm in a cycle right now.
Okay.
My upcoming cycles,
so I'm only in two cycles. I'm only in two cycles, but my upcoming cycles are be yourself. Damn, I'm just tired of getting dragged. Let go of illusions.
Let go of illusions.
And then let go of the past. You know what? I'm calling myself letting go of the past. Can't go through 6 more months of that.
No, but it's coming.
It's coming. Okay.
Another cool component that we love about the Pattern app is you can click up with your homegirls, gang gang, yes, or your nigga, mm-hmm, bang bang.
Gang gang or bang bang.
And you can add each other on the app and find out where their strengths or weaknesses lie and what patterns you guys share.
Share, yeah, your compatibility.
So listen, y'all.
I'm listening.
Ooh.
It said that me and Germany are very similar.
I'm not saying what this is.
It says you and Germany both like to be in charge. You might butt heads if you both try to lead. Mm. We butt heads sometimes.
It's rare. Come on.
You know, it'd be friendly butting. Like, where it'd be a tap.
It'd be a quick little tap. Also,
it said we're very similar.
It says you and Brittany are very similar people with similar temperaments. You have a lot in common and tend to have corresponding outlooks, approaches, and perspectives on life. Right away, you probably got each other and felt at ease. Mm-hmm. You're comfortable together because you feel understood. The flip side with patterns like yours is that if you're two alike, you could butt heads. In either case, you two are made up of the same stuff.
Yep.
Period. We're made up of the same shit. Okay. Yeah.
So you can add your homegirls.
You can find out which patterns you share, which is really cool. Which ones you don't. And then it gives you a little insight to how they operate. So this is a really, really cool app. Just make sure you know exactly the time that you were born and where you were born.
Yes.
Don't get to guesstimate.
Because you don't want to be on the wrong pattern.
Period. Like, this ain't me. It's all had nothing to do with me. They lied.
Yeah.
No, your mother lied. She didn't tell you what time you were really born.
I can't wait to add a nigga in here.
You already know.
I'm going to be like, okay, so what's your time? What's your time of birth?
I'm about to be sending the time.
What is your
link?
Place of birth? I need all that because I'm
sending the link.
Because I'm making you something. Right. AKA, I'm reading you on this app.
AKA, I'm reading you, nigga. We love to do that. What's your moon sign?
Yeah.
Rising? I need it all.
Right.
So, yeah, Venus. That's our gym. That's our gym for the week.
Yeah, that's our gym. We hope you like it.
Also, if you want to send a girlfriend gag, we've been getting a lot of girlfriend gags that people don't want shared on the show.
Yeah.
Which is understandable.
Some of them are off air. But if you want one shared on the show, we don't ever tell your name if you don't want us to. Because keep in mind that something you're going through, somebody else may be going through. And the gag could be helpful. Yes. So send your questions, your comments, your concerns to contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. Mm-hmm. Or you can DM us on Instagram and we'll gag about it here on the show.
Or if you don't want to, then
we won't.
We give personal advice for free.
We charge $10.
Okay, I say for free.
Just kidding. But we should start.
So just send us your tea and we'll get back to you.
Yeah, okay. That's so it. That's it for this week. Can't wait to see you guys on Saturday. Next Saturday.
Yeah.
And this time next week, we'll be at 100 episodes. Well, God, he's working.
He's on the throne.
He's able.
Won't he do it?
Yes, he will.
Okay, y'all. We'll see you next week. Okay. Love you. Bye. Bye. I like to hear the word, girl.